This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on Newstalk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have you been?
Working on the farmer tan.
Yes, it has. Absolutely. Man, we've had a stretch of great weather here and hasn't been too crazy over those 90s. And I don't know, I'll take that all day long, man. I love those couple Tri-City nights, as I like to call them, where we were able to have dinner out on the patio.
And it's been beautiful. You know, Fish and Game reopened salmon fishing below McNary. I was able to get out there this last weekend, caught a salmon, finally.
Fantastic.
We got to work on my tan a little bit. Great weather, loving it.
Now, I mean, that's some lifestyle stuff. You know, those are part of the reasons why we talk about real estate and why people move to the Tri-Cities is, yeah, that type of weather, you're able to go out, go salmon fishing, and just have a great weekend.
Oh, it was incredible. Love it.
That, folks, of course, are Fisher Extraordinaire, Fisherman Extraordinaire in here. That is Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua, and here to be our lending expert. How are things looking out over there on the lending side?
You know, things are really great. I think we just came off of a record month for loan applications in May, which is nice. The market is definitely buzzing. People are out looking to buy houses.
So you're getting people hook, line, and sinker.
That was very good. Always fishing.
You used up your line for the week.
We
didn't even practice that.
Well, yeah. since we're on that topic with you guys being like that, there's a reason why, Tom, that you should never show a modern house on the river.
Let's hear it.
Well, it might be too current.
McKay
started it. I had to finish it with another real estate joke. So
we all be in the break room.
We'll just finish it up here. All right.
Wow.
I'm not fooling around with our real estate jokes. We always do like to start off though with a crazy national real estate story. A lot of times we have celebrity homes on. Now, I did tell you that one of the most gorgeous, well-done homes I've seen in the longest time, a couple weeks ago I told you that Tom Brady and Giselle had put their L.A. house on the market for, do you remember, $40 million. Okay. Now, this was a 20,000 square foot estate that they built in Brentwood, California, which is not the cheapest place to get things done. Now, crazy as that real estate story sounded at the time, and this place was imported limestone, mansion, 4 acres, Pacific Ocean views. Now, at the time of that story, that seemed like a crazy price, and a lot of people were surprised that the house was on the market. So what type of events could lead to someone wanting to purchase that house? Well, lifestyle changes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little company last week in the news that Apple released that they had bought. Do you know what that was?
No, I haven't heard that.
I remember that, but I don't remember the name of the company.
Okay, so Apple announced last week that it had bought and was buying Dr. Dre's headphone company, Beats.
Okay.
Football players, not just athletes and football players, but everybody warming up, I swear, you know, everybody under 25.
Yeah, the captain of commercial where he's getting tomatoes thrown at him by Seahawks.
Has a Beats headphone on. So Apple announced that it was buying Beats for $3 billion with a B.
Wow.
Well, funny that the Los Angeles Times is now reporting that Dr. Dre is under contract as the buyer of Tom and Giselle's house.
Surprise, surprise, huh?
So apparently a $3 billion buyout frees up $40 or $50 million.
Oh, get money.
Go buy your LA house.
I wonder if Beats by Apple is going to be as attractive as Beats by Dre.
Well, it's going to be really interesting. I'm sure they retained that licensing for a long time.
Gallagher will probably want a piece of that action.
So it's always funny to see how events outside of your control. I mean, it's unlikely that when they put their house on the market, they knew that was going to happen. Or maybe, who knows? Maybe he was even looking at that point. But crazy. crazy how other events like that and life-changing events lead people to make changes in real estate. And we see that happen all the time. So that was our crazy national real estate story. One of those houses that actually went on the market at a crazy number and quickly sold. So that does happen every now and then, and it's usually those changes that make it happen. One of the things we wanted to talk about this week, and we've gone and neglected them here for a couple months, and we always like to circle back around and make sure they're well served in that area and people understand what's going on. And that's our first-time home buyers. We hadn't talked about it in a couple months because, you know, there is right now continuous pressure and lower interest rates. And we look at, when I'm doing a lot of scenarios right now, rent versus buy scenarios, with the rates where they are right now, those are coming out so close to even so many times that we've really kind of been in this unprecedented stage of some of the best possible times for first-time home buyers to get into properties like this. So we wanted to come in and say, what should people be thinking about? Last week, we talked a little bit about agency representation and getting represented, and that does kind of lead into this topic because the first thing that a lot of people look for and think about is real estate agents. Hey, I need to, you know what, I need to get an agent to help me look at these houses. And so that is a core thing that we do at the Kenmore team, and that's helping first-time home buyers get into those homes, be well represented. And so a lot of times that comes down to an initial presentation where we're meeting with the buyer, we're figuring out what their needs are. But even before that happens, even before we get to that point and have that consultation with the buyer, we're wanting them to get to Tom at Umpqua. And so we talk about the first step process. First step process is we're going to set up an appointment to have that presentation with you at our office. But even before then, we like you to come to that presentation with information that Tom has armed you with, because we don't even have a direction to go until we know roughly what type of budget you're looking at and then how you're structuring the finance. So really, the start of this show goes to Tom, and we're on the phone with these folks and saying, which lender are you working with? If you don't have a lender yet, you should be talking to Tom at Umpqua. And if you haven't shopped around a little bit and just have questions about getting the best deal, you should once again be talking to Tom at Umpqua. So, Tom, when we get off the phone with these buyers, a lot of times we're calling you immediately, or they're calling when they hang up, and they're like, hey, Tom, I just got off the phone with Lance and Jeremy, Cindy over at the Kenmore team. I need to get pre-approved. I need to check out things on my end. What are we going to do?
You know, Lance, I'm glad you started here with the lending side, because as a lender, I really think that getting pre-approved, talking with the lender, finding out what to expect is the first step a first-time home buyer should take. It can probably seem a bit overwhelming. What do I do? Who do I call? Where do I start? They've just never gone through this process before, so working with a team of professionals who live this day in and day out is crucial to getting that process going on the right way. If someone is even 6 months out from wanting to purchase, they just think, okay, my lease is up in 6 months, I don't think we want to rent anymore, we want to buy a house, I would still recommend you come in and let's check it out now. By coming in early, we're going to have plenty of time to help them prepare and have a better idea of what to expect when that time comes. So when they are ready to buy, they're moving full steam ahead and they'll know exactly what to expect on their financing. Now, when we take a loan application, I'm generally able to tell right away if a client's able to get pre-approved and what program's their best option. However, there's certainly those times that come up where we need to get more information or maybe gather documentation, or maybe I have to have a meeting or a conference call with an underwriter before I'm able to give an approval letter out. We look deep into every aspect of the application so that there's not any surprises by anyone down the road. Now, getting this application done early, we have plenty of time to address any possible financing concerns that might arise when we take an application. Now, if you wait to get pre-approved until you find that perfect home, you're ready to write an offer on it, and then you call me because you're talking with the Kenmore team and say, no, we can't submit this offer without a pre-approval letter, then something comes up and I'm not able to give the approval letter right away, you might find yourself in a situation where you don't get that home because you didn't take these steps in advance.
Well, and that is actually I think, sometimes very hurtful to the client. And it's really, I mean, it's an emotional roller coaster that you don't really need to be on. And people sometimes think, gosh, why are you insistent like this? Well, because I've seen all of the other problems. People will say to me, they'll be like, gosh, you know what? I bought a house 6 years ago. I know I can afford it. I just want you to show me the house. And what happens is 9 times out of 10, we show it to them. They love it. They go back to the lender, and then there's something has changed from what they did 6 years ago. They can't get what they did before, or the costs have changed. So what happens then is they're really frustrated and they're irritated, and they spent 4 days worrying about it, and they sure don't like me anymore. And so what happens a lot of times is that's why I'm so insistent about it, because we just want you to be happy with the decision you make, and then once you make that, to be able to move forward on. So I'm glad you brought that up, because it's a lot of emotional turmoil that we try to avoid. And it seems like when you're rushing things, a lot of times when people start rushing things, that's when mistakes start to get made.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so if we can avoid that rushing and be well prepared in advance, it's just that much better. I'll tell you what, out of probably 7 offers that we got this week, I saw 3 of them without pre-approval letters. And we just don't look at those. I mean, a lot of times our sellers, our sellers even say to us, you got to be kidding me, or why wouldn't they have that in their file when they started looking? Why didn't that other agent have that, And so it really is one of those things where the sellers have been well-educated, especially our listeners, and they're looking for that. And if it doesn't have it, they're not going to look at it.
Well, why would you want to put your faith in something that might just go thud?
Yeah.
I just met with someone this last week, and they already have an accepted offer on a house. They've not even spoken with a lender. They fill out their application on my website, and I know immediately they're not buying this house. There's no chance. But I set up the time for them to come in. I wanted to go through in person. What steps can they take to get pre-approved down the road? And just seeing the look on their face. I mean, they came in all excited. They thought they're buying this house. They're under contract. And I had to tell them, there's no way you can purchase this home.
Yeah, tough. Really tough when that happens. So those are great, great points that you brought up there. And that is, that's why we're sending people over to you.
Well, good. Good. I appreciate it. Well, another benefit of coming in and getting your pre-approval done and out of the way is getting an idea of how much should I be planning to try and put down. We do have some zero down loan options, and I'm going to talk about those here in a second, but maybe they're coming in and thinking, okay, I have 3% to put down. But after meeting with me, they find out that, geez, if I just save an extra 2%, so I have a full 5% down, I'm going to get a lot better loan program. If they come in 4 months before they're ready to buy, maybe they have time to make arrangements to get a gift from a family member, or maybe change the way they're budgeting over the next couple months and cut some things out so they can help save up for that down payment.
Yeah, if you're 4 months away, grab some overtime.
Yeah,
absolutely. 4 months and save that other $2,000.
Yeah, absolutely. So just having that extra time to prepare and know what programs are out there will give people a better idea of, geez, how much should I be trying to put down on the house? Now, credit is a huge thing. I talk about it all the time, but it's one of the main reasons to come in and get pre-approved. I think everyone out there has heard of a story where someone they know has something that showed up on their credit, or maybe even you have, where you didn't know it was there. Credit takes time to get it corrected. From the time you send something out to the credit bureaus to the time it comes back and it's off your report, it could be 30, 60, 90 days. So if you are waiting until you're within weeks or even have a house picked out before you're going to get pre-approved, you're just taking that gamble of, geez, I hope nothing's changed in my credit since the last time I've seen it.
No, and you're exactly right. And I always tell people on the air, personal stories are the best.
Mm-hmm.
So one of my investment properties, one of my rentals, the loan got sold to another bank, which I won't say on the air, but I've seen the branches, and it's not Umpqua where Tom is. But on one of my rental properties, I was making some guy's condo payment in Florida for 4 months.
Oh,
and so
my.
Finally, it took 4 months before the notices started coming. And then the notice says, hey, why haven't you made your payment? And I mean, literally, we had to get on the phone and work it all out. And they're like, hey, this guy in Florida probably really appreciates that you paid down the principal on his mortgage for the last 4 months.
Wow.
So it does happen. It's happened to me personally. Yeah. And sometimes you don't know about it right away.
Yeah. Come in early. Get your pre-approval out of the way. Let's go through your credit, because we need that time to address anything that comes up. Now, hopefully nothing's on there, but things happen. Now, for first-time home buyers, probably the most important thing that they want to know is what sales price should I be looking at? Most of the time they've been renting, maybe they're paying $1,000, and they're making it by okay, but they'd really like to see an $800 house payment. When they come in to meet with me, we find out, okay, what's their credit? How much down do they have? And that kind of narrows down the loan program. And then we use that loan program and find out what sales price should you be looking at to keep your payment where you want it. There's no point to be looking at $200,000 homes because you're going to love them more than you're going to love the $150,000 ones that you should be shopping at. So it's really important to find out what sales price should I be shopping for to keep my payment so it's comfortable. Now, I wanted to just chat real briefly about some zero down loan options that are out there.
But you're going to have to do that after the break.
Okay.
And that's a good one to come back to because you want to know about zero down loan options. We're coming up on our first hard break. We'll be right back after the break. We're going to talk zero down loan options, and we're going to talk more about expectations for first-time homebuyers.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about first-time home buyers, what kind of goes on in that process, and some of the things that you can gain access to. Really, our first big step in that, and actually one of the most important steps, and that is that's working with Tom over there at Umpqua to get pre-approved and figure out where we're shopping. So before the break, Tom went through kind of some of those options and a couple things that we really like about what he said in that first break from the real estate side of things, and that is knowing what your budget is. I mean, just because you could be approved for $250,000 doesn't mean that's what we're looking for. And he said, and it was a small point buried in what he said, but you might want your payment to be $800, but you've been comfortable at $1,200. Well, doing the math backwards and knowing what that $800 payment buys us gives us the budgeting of where we can be looking. And then that really goes to setting expectations on what a good deal is. Because there's good deals at all price levels. There's good deals at $100,000, $150,000, and $200,000. But crossing expectations over different price brackets is not a good idea. Because a bad deal at $200,000 looks like a really good deal in the $150,000 bracket, but it's still $200,000, right? And so if you're looking in the wrong price point or you have an estimate of where you need to be, that's like you're comparing apples to oranges because you're comparing a $200,000 house to $150,000, and those aren't the same. Those aren't the same amenities. We can find you the best possible deal in that bracket of $150,000, and we can also do the same thing at $200,000, but we really need to know which one we're looking at because those are different searches. And so having that budget first is huge. And then what we really like to do too is narrow down really if people have a geographical preference, It makes it even easier. If there's a school district that they're looking at, if there's a town or a section they want to look at, because once again, those are different markets. So what we're doing is we're talking with people, what's most important to you? And we have them ranked, we have them ranked some features. We say, is the number of bedrooms the most important thing? Is price the most, the most important, or is, say, school districts? And so once we have that ranked, we can make that decision because I can get you, I can find you a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house for $180,000. I could go 180 to 200, and I could go to West Pasco, and I could find you that house. Now, if you need a 5-bedroom, 3-bath house, and you tell me it has to be in South Richland, I'm going to have a lot harder time making that happen in that price point. So we really like to know what is the most important thing on your list. And if there's two people making the decision, the husband and the wife, we want them to be in the same room together because the most important thing on one person's list, if they're in separate rooms, usually are not the same thing. And so we like to have them together in the process so we get a feeling of, okay, what really really are we focusing on? So that a lot of that happens in that initial consultation. We've got the price point from Tom. We've got the most important features that they're looking for. And then we're going to go out and find the best possible deal that meets that criteria.
So Lance, what does it look like when you make that list? You know exactly what they're looking for. You run it through your system, and here's your list of homes. Do you email that to the client and have them go and maybe drive by to see which ones they want to go into? Or
well, what we're doing a lot of the times is we're set up in our conference room, and we have a big flat screen in the conference room that we have this all pulled up on. So this is an interactive experience where we're going through this in the MLS with the client. Now, what's happening is, say that list of criteria we went down to, that came down to probably 40 homes. And so now from that 40, with the virtual tours and the photographs and the drone tours and stuff that we're doing now, we're going through that list, and we're able to really narrow down a lot of things like that. And one of the things that we're doing is we're looking and saying, okay, this house, we pull up Google Earth, this house backs up to Edison, or this house backs up to 395. And they're like, oh, you don't know, traffic is one of my top three. That's a big issue. Right? And so we cross that one off the list. So we're taking that list of 40 with the clients in that initial consultation, and by the time we're done, we might have gotten rid of 30 of those houses and narrowed that list down to 10. And so now, with technology and the mapping software and Google Earth, we're able in that first hour appointment to probably save 2 to 3 days worth of work that we would have been doing 5 years ago. And so then we're down to that 10, and we're like, hey, let's go look at these 10. And honestly, we like to split that up over 2 days. Really, when you're looking in and out of a house, you start to lose effectiveness after about house number 5. It's really hard for you to go in more than 5 houses and then start to remember what went with
the
what.
Features with each house.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So if we had a list of 10 like that, in a best case scenario, we sorted that out to 2 different tour times, and then we started to look at that narrowed list.
And so you can get people, it doesn't have to be listings that you have, you can get them into any home that's listed for sale in the MLS.
Yeah,
right?
That's another important part is we want to be that buyer's agent. So we want to know everything that you've looked at. We cooperate with all members of the MLS, and the same thing is we have a lot of people sell our listings, and we sell a ton of other people's listings. And so any house that's listed on the market, or any builder that's building, or any for sale by owner, we generally cooperate with all three of those groups, and we're really assigned to you as your representative to compare all of those. Because we've looked at 7 or 8 with you, we know what those look like, we can tell now if that for sale by owner is a good deal, or if that builder home is a good deal. Because we've looked at all of the options with you, and we can help bring the knowledge to that situation, and we're truly there to represent your best interest in it, and not necessarily who has that house listed, because that listing home is represented as that listing agent is representing that seller.
Okay, great. Good. I know a lot of people don't realize that you can get them in any house. They have to work with just the person on the sign. I know that's certainly not the case.
Yeah, and that is one of those things that out in the public is truly misunderstood. So, yeah, we cooperate with agents every single day. We're out there showing Windermere's, Coldwell, Century 21s. I mean, everybody out there, we've probably been in one of their houses in the last couple of weeks. And so it's really a cooperative community. There's a lot of homes to sell, and as much as I'd like to say that one person could do it all and I'd want to be that person, it's just not possible.
Right. You'd have to clone himself.
So we haven't figured out cloning yet. 2 Lances running around.
Oh my.
So it's a great community, and there's great agents out there that we work with. Now, I know when we decide, though, you didn't quite finish before the break, and you gave us that little teaser that there's still some zero-down programs available to first-time home buyers.
Yeah, a lot of first-time home buyers come in, and they want to try to get with zero down. And, you know, they just haven't saved up a lot of money, and maybe they haven't. Where a lot of people get down payments from is when they sell a house, they've built up equity over the years, and they transfer that equity. Well, if you're a first-time home buyer, you're just not in a situation where you have that equity built up yet. So the best zero-down loan is the VA loan. And VA is an amazing program. You, of course, have to be an eligible veteran or active military personnel. And people can get in with zero down. It has among the lowest rates of any loan program out there. But the best thing about the VA loan is there's no monthly mortgage insurance. And on basically every loan out there except VA, you have to pay monthly mortgage insurance.
Right.
Unless you buy out of it. And
which is PMI.
PMI. Yep.
Yay! I remember.
You got it. Now, it doesn't benefit the client at all. It's a fee that they're paying to protect the lender against the client defaulting on the loan. So by going VA, zero down, no monthly mortgage insurance at an extremely low rate, it really increases a lot of buying power for the veterans that are buying a house. It gives them really nice low monthly payments. So if you're a veteran, it's hands down likely going to be your best option. Now, the next best zero down loan is the USDA loan. Now, USDA stands for United States Department of Agriculture. It's crazy, but yes, the Department of Agriculture does loans.
Yeah, it blows my mind that it happened.
Now, they offer zero down loans in certain eligible areas that are considered rural. Now, surprising enough, a large portion of West Pasco out in the Road 100, Road 68 area is considered rural. We do loans out there all the time for USDA home buyers. There are some restrictions. Not everyone can qualify for this program. It's more of a need-based program, meaning that there's income limits. So if you make $200,000 a year, you're not going to be able to get a USDA loan. But a lot of first-time home buyers are under the income limits, and they're able to go out to that area and get a zero-down loan. Now, USDA doesn't have no mortgage insurance like VA, but it has among the lowest monthly mortgage insurance. And the rates are very close to what, like, say, a VA loan would be. So you're going to get a great rate and really low mortgage insurance. Then if you ask sellers to pay your closing costs for you, you're literally coming in with zero down.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're using a VA loan with Ken Martin, you're going to qualify for Homes for Heroes.
Yeah,
absolutely. So you're going to get another 25% savings there.
Huge savings. So the last program. Let's say you're not a veteran, you don't want to live in West Pasco, you want to buy in Richland, and you want to go zero down. We have the Home Advantage program. Now, Home Advantage, again, lets the client get in with zero down, and we use that in conjunction with, say, an FHA loan that does require a down payment. But to make that down payment, we're going to give the client a second mortgage, and that second loan is tied to the property. It has no interest on it. They'll never make a payment on it. And they use that to make the down payment requirement for the FHA loan. They do pay that loan back. It's not forgiven in 30 years when they sell the house or if they ever refinance. So it's a really great tool to get someone into a home with zero down. And again, sellers pay closing costs. You're literally getting in with no money at closing. All three of these are great tools. You know, when I sit down and meet with somebody, we're going to go through all the different options. We're going to see what are their needs, where do they want to live, what do they qualify for. And I'd love to chat with you about your different financing options and the ones that might work for you.
Tom, those are great, great programs out there. I mean, those were really kind of the keys for our first-time home buyers. And I'm glad that, I mean, you had a ton of information there to talk about that process. So we've pretty much, you know, just been able to, in the 30-minute show, get them pre-approved, figure out which program they're using, have the buyer consultation at our office, narrow down that list. And then we also, one of the things that we've talked about, and it's a whole other show on the technology side, is we're setting them up with some of the really cutting-edge technology about what they can look at, immediately getting alerted about new properties that are on the market in their price range, and really shortening that process of how long it takes for us to find you that home. So those are some big, big changes that we have. I thought today I'd bring some homes that could really qualify for the first-time home buyer that they could look at, and some great opportunities you can use these programs on. We have a brand new listing. It's 738 East 6th Avenue. So this is just right up off of Gum and 6th Avenue, and this is just under 1,000 square foot starter home, two bedroom, one bath home. They've gone through, though, and they've redone a bunch of stuff in the house. You've got a tile shower, large bedrooms. They've updated that bathroom, the landscaping. You've got mature landscaping, a garden area, a deck, two storage sheds, tons of parking, and you're getting this house. We're coming in right under 100 at $99,900. So that's really, I mean, $99,900.
These loans we talked about, you're going to have a lower house payment than you can rent that house for.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's a great option, real clean house that we just put on the market. Another one to talk about is 4115 Massara Lane. And this is your out there in West Pasco. You were talking about West Pasco out there. Three bedroom, two bath, two car garage, extra studio in the back. So you're coming in just under 1,100 square feet, almost 1,400 when you add in the studio square footage. And just a great, great looking place. And that's priced at $145,000. I mean, these are the type of homes we've put in our portfolio for investment properties. We've had clients buy for investment properties. So whether you were looking at that for an investment property or a first-time home buyer like we talked about on the show today, or downsizing, that is a great, great opportunity and a fantastic place. Third one that I brought up, little higher price point, but it's one of those that is a newer home, 2000 built, and this is 2,600 square feet, built in 2000, four bedroom, three bath, on an acre, 29003 South Haney Road, stick built, on an acre, $245,000.
Hmm.
I mean, we're down to lower than $95 a square foot
with an acre,
built newer than 2000. So those are some fantastic pick threes that would work for these type of first-time home buyer programs. So a lot of options out there. If you've been looking, haven't found what you needed, need some representation, give us a call at the Kenmore team. Go to our website, especially for buyers, to thekenmoreteam.com. So thekenmoreteam.com. That allows you to get in there, set up a portfolio, search for homes. And if at any time you need us, you can contact us through that website. Tom, best way to get to you for the financing, which we said was step number one, folks.
Step number one. Go to my website, TomCoinHomeLoans.com, or you can reach me at my office, 783-7300.
All right, and we will be right back here next week
on News Talk 870.